Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to cancel an order. Somehow it was placed. I don't know. I didn't place it, and I didn't sign up for it. And I would like to cancel it. And I was talking to somebody earlier, and they gave me a cancellation code of K as in Kansas, C as in Charlie, 021. And I want to get a refund because I didn't sign up for this.
Okay, let me see here. Provide me with your zip code.
85614.
856.
1-4. Hello.
Hello.
They hung up on me, them fuckers.
I didn't hang up on you, sir.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. I thought you did. I heard a click, and I said, oh, God, I'm going to start all over again.
Yeah. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Gerald Rivette.
When was this charged?
I beg your pardon?
I said, how much was charged?
Well, okay, here's what happened. On the 9th, they charged me $7.95. I mean, on the 3rd, and then on the 4-3, they charged me $7.95, and then on the 9th, 4-9, charged me $63.71, and on the 10th, they charged me $63.71 again. I don't know what all these charges are. I didn't sign up for any of this stuff.
Okay. Let me see here. Let me see here. I'm trying to find the account here. Just bear with me.
Sure. Take your time.
Provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged.
The last four digits of what?
The last four digits of the card that was charged.
Oh, it was charged to last four digits?
Yeah, the last four digits of the card that was charged, yes, sir.
On the card that was charged. All right, I can give you that. If the last four digits are 7069.
7069. How did you get this number?
What did you say?
I said, can you hear me?
How did I get? I can hear you, but you slow down when you're talking because I can't pick it up.
Okay. I said, how did you get this number?
I got this number right on my credit card statement from Citicard.
Okay. Spell your last name for me.
Okay, it's R I V as in Victor, E as in Edward, double T as in Thomas.
That's it.
That's it.
R I V E T T.
That is correct.
I'm not seeing your name here. That's weird. R I V E T T. Now, that last name is not on our system. Was there any other phone number on the statement?
Phone number?
No. Was there any other on your statement? Yes, sir.
Well, let's see. I ran the statement three times. So if you can't find it, I don't know. It's under All Day Gadget, whatever that is. I have no idea. And it's an 888 telephone number, 203-7563 out of New York. And what else can I tell you here? Okay, that's that one. And let's see. Okay, then I got it on the first time they sent same number, same phone number, on the third. And that first time it was $7.95, and then the next time was on the ninth.
Is there a phone number on that $7 charge?
Okay, I'm looking. Yes, there is a phone number on that one. It's the same number I called. It's an 888-203-7563. I know it's a valid number because I just talked to somebody there.
Is it the same number you called before?
Yes, I called this number before, and they gave me a cancellation number.
What's the cancellation number?
Okay, it's KC 021.
Oh no, that's not ours. 021. Yeah, that's not our cancellation number. It wouldn't have it wouldn't have two letters in it. At least be like an 8-digit number.
Well, maybe it's an 8. See, maybe I didn't hear her right. I don't know. It was a woman I was talking to. I don't know.
Okay. Do you see a phone number for the shipping and handling charge at all on your statement?
Yes. Yes. On the number, I'm going to give it to you in chronological order here. So.
I was going to say, try calling one of those numbers because that sounds like the shipping and handling charge from the company. Try calling that number just to be sure because I'm not seeing you in our system.
Okay, hold on a minute. Mm-hmm. Let's just see here. You could be right. Let me see. 888-203. Yeah, that's the right number. 888-203-7563. That's what I called previous, and I got through, and that's why I called again. So obviously there's something not. You're not seeing it somehow. You're not. It's not coming up right where you're looking.
But that wouldn't be our. That wouldn't be our cancellation number. That's not.
But all day gadget, is that something you sell?
No, sir. I mean, did they explain what it was when you called in?
Yes. Yeah, they explained it was like a. An extender for a network or something that if you have a network in your house, this thing is supposed to extend your service. But,
you said your last name was R as in Roger, I as in Igloo, V as in Victory, E as in Echo, T as in Tom, T as in Tom.
That is right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Nothing in here for that last name at all.
Well, let's take a look. Maybe put it under Gerald. I don't know. Gerald P. Rivette is the name that's charged under. You've been charging me for 2 months for it. Just keep charging me. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it's for, to be quite honest, other than that's what they told me it was when I talked to them about 10 minutes ago. That's what they told me it was.
There's nothing for that, sir. I mean, I don't know what to tell you on that one. Just try your phone number. I don't see how you called in and somebody pulled up the account because I'm doing everything they would have did in their there's nothing popping up, especially would have popped up with the last four digits of the card also.
Hmm. Well, maybe when they cancel it, they gave me a cancellation number, but didn't refund me nothing. Okay? So maybe when that happened, it dropped it out of the system. Is that how it's supposed to work?
No, sir. If you cancel, it'll still be in our system. It just wouldn't charge you.
Hmm. Well, okay, I guess I don't know. I don't know what happened there, but all I know is you owe me $126 and $127. That's all I know. Actually, that's really not right because the first, that doesn't count the first ones, but that brings it up to $135, and that don't include my time. My time, I get $30 an hour, so now we've got to tack that on there, and now we're looking at about $160. Now, this is starting to cost you guys a lot of money. This should be fixed up real quick because this is costing us both money, really. So you better talk to somebody about it because I'm going to send a bill to you.
Well, if that's what you have to do, I mean, like I said, there's nothing pulling up here, sir. I mean, I searched the last name, the last four digits, the phone number, the zip code. I mean, unless it's under somebody else's name.
No, it's not. It's not listed on anybody else's name. But maybe I could speak to somebody there that's probably more, would I say, savvy as far as the system goes, maybe. I'm not blaming you because it's just something that maybe you haven't come across before,
well,
you know. So
we use the same system, so I mean they're gonna ask you the same information I just got from you and try to do the same thing. There's no difference in what we do really when looking up an account.
Well, all right, all I can tell you is the first billing is on April 3rd and it's under All Day Gadget, and that's what you said was yours. And then I got the phone number here, which is the one I gave you. And that first charge was $7.95. And then, again, on...
You said the last four digits was 7076?
Yeah, no. Of what?
The last four digits of the card that is being charged.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you that again. The last four digits was 7069.
I'll search it one more time. It says April. Yeah, there's nothing in here for it, sir. There's nothing in here for it.
I thought you said 7096 or something, but.
Yeah,
maybe you transferred the number, but
7069.
Yeah, that's the number.
That's what I have here. I'm looking through all. I do not see your name or anybody with a vet.
Yeah, my last
name
is R.
Do you have a product?
No, I didn't. You didn't get anything on that, but that's why I'm calling to say, well, why am I being charged all this money? And this is a monthly thing. They're going to keep charging this to my account if I don't get this squared away. I guess I'll have to change my account, my card number, because I don't want to get charged $64 every month for something I'm not getting. So, I mean, if you can't find it, I'm in trouble. So. Yeah, let me do this. Let me look at this thing one more time here. Now, you're talking about the account number, right, on the card, the account, last four digits of the account number. Is that right?
No, I want the last four digits of the card.
The last four digits of the card, well, that would be the account number on the card, you're talking about my credit card, right?
whatever card that was charged, I need the last four digits of it. Not the account, but the actual card that was charged.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's the number I gave you. It's 7069. That's the last four digits that they charged me, and I got the city statement right in front of me. Let me look at it and make sure that this wasn't put on a different card or something. Although I don't think so. I don't think they would do that. Let me take a look here. It's possible, but I don't know. You know, all this paperwork and nowhere. Oh, here. Yeah, there it is. Account number or a card number ending in 7069. Yeah, it's right on my statement. So I know that's where it's being charged, because that's where it shows twice on that statement. Twice. I got charged twice on that one. And that was for April. First one was for April 3rd, and then the next one was for April 9th. I'm wondering if that's canceled, if they do that, I talked to somebody and they gave me a cancellation number, if that didn't drop it out of the system completely. That's what I'm wondering.
I don't think so, but only thing I can recommend, try to contact your car company.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to call City Card and have these charges taken off my account. That'll be the best thing. Well, that's what I'll do. I just got to be damn careful from now on. If anything I must have clicked on or don't remember clicking on, guys got to be really careful. So, okay. Thank you so much for your help. Goodbye.
No question. Anything else? Thank you for calling us.